Chloe.
The problem is that I think about my job even in my free time. I'm so busy during the day, I don't have time to think. And then when I get home, I spend all my time thinking and worrying. You see, my old boss had to leave in a hurry, a family problem, and they gave me his job. But I haven't had any training, and I don't feel ready to be a manager and make decisions. Friends tell me I should do something relaxing after work, like go for a walk on the beach. But I still can't stop thinking about meetings I've been to or meetings I'll have to go to the next day, and all the reports I have to write. There's so much to do and I just feel so stressed.
Bob.
At first, I was excited about doing something new. I've never done anything like this before. Well, I'm sorry to say I've stopped feeling excited. I'm just generally confused. I don't feel like I'm improving at all. The thing is, my wife is Polish, and I want to be able to speak to people in her family when we go to Poland. I wasn't very good at languages at school. I mean, I learnt a little bit of French, and that was quite hard. But I find Polish really difficult. My wife says, don't worry, when we go to Poland, you'll really start to learn. But to be honest, I'm not so sure. I don't think I'm the kind of person who can just listen to a language and learn it.
Marissa.
I feel really tired because I haven't been sleeping well for the past week. I stay up late most nights and drink coffee to stay awake. I read the books on my book list and the notes I've made during the year again and again. And I test myself all the time to help me remember information. My parents tell me I should take more breaks. They forget that I didn't do very well in my exams last year, and I was very disappointed with my results. I really want to do well this year, so I need to do all this work. So I think I'm just going to have to continue like this until I'm sure that I can remember everything.